from KETR News. This is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Voters will be going to the polls once again this November. That's right, it's time to get out the vote 2013. Now, this might not be welcome news to those of you who feel like your ears and brains have only recently recovered from a psychologically exhausting 2012 presidential campaign.
I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
That's why you're crying? Oh, it'll be over soon, Abby. The election will be over soon, okay?
Okay.
Oh.
Well, if you've had enough of political candidates to last you until, for example, the 2014 midterms, that's okay. In Texas this November, there are no statewide offices on the ballot. Instead, we'll have ballot initiatives, in layperson's terms, referendums. The biggest one has to do with water. Texas organizes water-related projects into a state water plan. The state plan is broken down into regional plans. The role of lawmakers in Austin isn't to micromanage which projects go into the plan. The main role played in the Capitol is allocating funding, how much money goes to water, and how and when it will be doled out. That's what will be on the ballot this November, funding. But before we get into that, it's time to step back. A little context is necessary. Here in Texas, our relationship with water now is different from what it was in the old days.
All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water, cool water.
For much of Texas history, the topic of drought or water shortage brought to mind images of West Texas. Here in the more lush and green part of the state, we've always done pretty well for water. The first sign of serious statewide water trouble came in the 1950s, when an extended drought devastated Texas agriculture. The drought happened as Texas was urbanizing during the post-war economic boom. It became clear that Texas needed to do something about its water supply. So the state built reservoirs, lots and lots of them in the 60s and 70s. But those reservoirs aren't going to be enough for the future. There are two major reasons for that. One reason is continued urbanization. Texas keeps growing in population and isn't going to slow down. That growth is occurring mainly in the state's urban centers, which are only going to get thirstier. The other reason is environmental. The current drought hasn't topped the 1950s, but 2011 was the worst single-year drought in the state's recorded history. This summer hasn't been too bad, but overall temperatures are warming, and climate scientists say we should expect Texas to be hotter in the future. That's bad news for the state's reservoirs. And as for groundwater, there are some places where local aquifers have dried up or are expected to be gone within decades. All that to say, Texas government is having to address water issues in a way it's never had to before. We'll take a look at November's ballot initiative next week on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.